First, this text from Los Angeles, the city of angels, checking in on the West Coast. He goes, I want to ask about Matt Moore. Even if we get another quarterback, will Matt have the right, which I believe he deserves, to compete for the starting role and or be our proven backup? We'll start at the end of that. He'll be on the team. I mean, he's due $2.5 million next year. He's under contract. I can't envision a scenario in which Matt Moore is not a Dolphin in 2012. Having a right to fight for his job kind of depends on who they bring in, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
I think it does. And Matt Moore, last sighting of Matt Moore, he was at Riviera Country Club watching the tournament last week, the PGA tournament out in L.A., so he's enjoying his offseason. But I think he enjoyed a very successful season, probably the most successful season he's had as an NFL quarterback. And he got some winning underneath his belt. He got some, you know, playing time, valuable playing time. And the most important thing I believe that Matt Moore gained this year was not the confidence in himself, but the confidence that others had in him, that they could look at him in the huddle and believe that they can win a football game, that they could go out and compete week in and week out. And I think that rises his expectation level, that gives him the confidence that no matter who the Miami Dolphins bring in, he feels like this is his football team. And I think that's a good feeling for a quarterback to have, because even if it's, you know, if it's Peyton Manning or it's Matt Flynn, you know that they're going to be in there probably week one starting for the Miami Dolphins, barring an injury or barring a setback. But you would think you have the confidence in Matt Moore that he's going to be able to push it, and he's going to be able to be a sponge in this new offense that Mike Sherman's going to put in, that Joe Philbin's going to install, and he's going to have the confidence to go out and play in any type of offense because of the way he performed this year.
You know, one thing I liked about Matt Moore is the fact that he earned the respect of not only the fans, but he earned the respect of the players. And he became a leader in the locker room. It wasn't an instantaneous thing. It was something that he earned, and he earned it through hard work. He earned it through the fact that he made plays on the football field, and the guys believed in him. And that's one thing that, you know, being a backup, you know, you don't have that. And he earned that this year. And I think going into this upcoming season, no matter whether you bring in a free agent quarterback or you bring in a rookie, he's already earned the respect of the guys already. And these guys that are coming in are going to have to earn that respect as well. So I think he'll have a leg up in that respect, because he's shown that he can lead this football team.
That's a great point you brought up about, you know, backup quarterback isn't just given that respect the moment they walk out on the field. And he did earn it last year from a lot of the guys. That's very well said by Drayton. But I think the facts are the facts. If they pay a lot of money to bring in Matt Flynn, it's going to be really hard to not make Matt Flynn the starter. And certainly if they bring in Peyton Manning, assuming he's healthy and ready to go, I mean, Matt Moore is not going to compete with Peyton Manning to be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Now, if they could decide to go in a Tannehill or a Whedon-type direction, well, then things change, and you probably would have a competition, one that I would expect Matt Moore to win.
You would hope. Yeah. You would hope that, sure, Matt Moore wins that because of the experience he has, because that jump, no matter how you prepare for that jump, you're not going to be ready come week one unless you're the elite of the elite. And even those guys struggle depending on who they have around them, those other 10 guys in the huddle, Troy, or that defense on the other side. How many points do you have to score if you're a young quarterback? So I think that Matt Moore's in a great position because he proved to himself, he proved to South Florida, more importantly, he proved to his teammates that, hey, if my number's called, I'm going to be ready to play, and I'm going to be ready to play at a high level. And that was just a sample size. I can do better if we play better around me. So I just think it's a great situation, and you hope that the offense that Mike Sherman puts in suits Matt Moore as well as he felt comfortable probably from that midseason point on. You know, and the one good thing I saw about him, Troy, that when he had a down game, when he didn't locate the football perfectly, he bounced back that next week and played really well.
And that's tough for a backup quarterback, but it's also tough to be a starter and bounce back from a bad game. But the more importantly, if you bring in a guy like Peyton Manning, you know, Matt Flynn and the younger quarterbacks don't have the experience that Matt Moore has. And when you look at Matt Moore, he has more starts than Flynn.
Absolutely.
So to me, I think he has a leg up in that regard, despite the fact that he has Matt Flynn understands the offense a lot better. I just think he'll have that leg up on the experience part, Matt Moore, and Flynn will have the leg up on the knowing the offense. But that gap can kind of quickly close. And again, the thing that you really have is you have a guy, if say Matt Flynn comes in and he's the starting quarterback, you already have a guy that's been in the huddle, that's won games for you, and you don't have any questions in your mind about that person.
No doubt.
And that's the luxury that this team has with Matt Moore that other teams around this league don't have.
Yeah. It's so tough. We got no idea. It's not an easy decision for Jeff Ireland to figure out what kind of quarterback to bring in here. And look, you can be high on Matt Flynn. You can be low on Matt Flynn. You can be high on Peyton Manning. You can be low on Peyton Manning. We don't know who's right. We don't know who's wrong. Everybody could be right. Everybody could be wrong. We just have no idea, and it's going to be a while until we do have an idea.